North Bay, since June 1, when local case data was newly sorted by vaccination status, the fully vaccinated group share has climbed to nearly 27% of total cases. Partially vaccinated individuals make up nearly 18%, while the unvaccinated group accounts for 55% of the cases. Why has the share of district COVID-19 positive cases shown a steady increase among the fully vaccinated? Well, it's math and science, according to officials from the North Bay Parry Sound District Health Unit. Public health physician Dr. Carol Zimbalati stresses, it's important to remember the proportion of unvaccinated to vaccinated individuals, at this point. Our population does have a very high vaccination rate. Although 85% or 11.1 million eligible Ontarians 12 and older have received two doses of the COVID-19 vaccine, as of Thursday, that group still represents a minority of the cases that we're seeing, explains Zimbalati. So, proportionately, the unvaccinated do represent a drastically higher rate of cases than the vaccinated do, it's just that the unvaccinated are a smaller percent of the population. As of Thursday, 88.59% of eligible Ontarians had received at least one dose of the vaccine, while 85.27% had received at least two doses. See related. Health unit aims to have locals 90% vaccinated, ahead of provincial target date according to COVAXON, the province's vaccination reporting system. For cases reported November 11, the unvaccinated case rate per 100,000 was 8.11, for partially vaccinated it was 2.95 per 100,000, and for fully vaccinated, 1.99. Medical Officer of Health Dr. Jim Kirico observes, if you look at hospital admissions, if you look at ICU admissions, the fully vaccinated are experiencing a significant reduction of about 82% of just getting COVID-19, a 94% reduction of being hospitalized, and a 97% reduction of ending up in the ICU. If you are unvaccinated, you certainly are at a higher risk. According to the COVAXON data, the unvaccinated case count for November 11 was 334, partially vaccinated was 18, and fully vaccinated was 245. There were 45 cases with vaccination status unknown. Omitting the unknown cases, the data from November 11 shows 11% of eligible unvaccinated Ontarians accounted for over 41% of the cases. People are saying this is the wave of the unvaccinated. It very much is, adds Kirico. What we're seeing is the more severe illnesses are occurring in the unvaccinated or partially vaccinated. From the same data, hospitalizations by vaccination status, see graphic above, show 62 unvaccinated in the ICU, 4 partially vaccinated, and 18 fully vaccinated, meaning over 73% of positive cases admitted to the ICU come from the same 11% of the provincial population that is unvaccinated. For positive cases who are hospitalized but not in the ICU, 89 are unvaccinated, 15 are partially vaccinated, and 64 are fully vaccinated. Unvaccinated individuals comprise nearly 53% of this group, partially vaccinated 9%, and fully vaccinated 38%. So, what of the outbreak at Barclay House with extremely high full vaccination rates? In general, we do expect there to be breakthrough cases. Nothing is 100%. We know that's going to happen, advises Kirico. That is why there has been ongoing surveillance with these vaccines, especially in the vulnerable populations. This is why we have moved to third doses for these groups. The elderly, those that have compromised immune systems. That's where we were seeing the slow decline and the waning vaccine immunity was occurring.